My name's Casey. I live in Bristol, and I've been an activist for 4 or 5 years now. Currently going around the libraries, protesting against a drag queen reading to children.
Well, a lot of people have said that this is simply, it's like a kind of, Christmas pantomime dames. What's the problem?
I suppose one of the big problems is the fact that he's getting paid £150 per library, and he does 3 a day, so he's getting paid £450 from the council, which is council tax payers' money, and we haven't been asked. And what's the librarian's job? I mean, surely that's her job. And plus, they've got all the security, extra security, they double up, and all the police. And again, that's coming from our pockets, and we're paying for it. A lot. Also, the locals, every place I've been to, the locals haven't even known what's going on in the library. And where we've just been today, they've said that their library's been telling them for ages they've got no money for extra books.
Okay, so if you can just introduce yourself, Phil. This is a kind of theatrical thing. That's what they say. It's entertainment for the kids, which a librarian can't do.
Well, I'm Phil. I've been an activist for about 4 to 5 years also. I cover all injustices, veterans, for the children. I did it all the COVID. I film them. I'm Real News, Live News. And basically, we have a safeguarding issue. And the safeguarding issue is, back in 2020, this Ada HD actually had a safeguarding issue against him. The Lorinda Trust, who employed him for an event, they decided it was a safeguarding issue because of his social media. Now, he's taken quite a lot of that down now at the moment, and also the Daily Mail done an article on him not long ago. He is a safeguarding issue, and he should never be telling stories or trying to push his books onto children.
Okay, you're talking about a safeguarding issue. This is a bit like jargon. What are we actually talking about here? What is this safeguarding issue?
Well, the safeguarding issue is what's basically on his social media. Well, what was on his social media, like Love Has No Age. Now, if you Google Love Has No Age, you'll find a very disturbing what that actually means. Also, he has said on his social media, you've got a picture of an old man and a young boy, and he says, "All I see is 2 26-year-olds. Now, this young boy is 12 years of age. Now, he thinks it's okay to have sex with a 12-year-old. And this is the issue. He is a safeguarding issue. And that's why the Lorinda Trust, which is a health organisation to deal with cancer in Cardiff, had an issue with him because of all his social media posts. He had a picture on his social media also with him in drag with a beer arse in his face. This is things. It's not make believe. This is actually a fact. Now, if you look up the Daily Mail article and go through it, you'd be disgusted. You only have to type in Google Daily Mail Ada HD, and you'll see the latest article about him.
Can you just tell me about your experience at these various protests?
Well, I actually film. I try not to get involved. I just film, obviously, the protesters on both sides, and I get a true story of what's going in. But obviously, I do my research before I actually go to these protests for film, so I can have a decent discussion and a debate with people. So I'm in the same sort of business as you, and that's what I do.
Casey, can you give us your account of some of the protests you've been to in Bristol and elsewhere?
Yeah, sure. I wasn't expecting it. On the first one I went to, which was in Bristol, there was a lot of Antifa presence there, which I wasn't. So I was expecting just to come up against the police. So that was a shock. And what I'm finding is they're using their flags on these poles to walk up to people, turn around and actually hit you. And it missed my eye close twice. So you get a lot of that going on at every single library, and you get the police are different at every library. Some separate you and some let you mingle. I think some police want trouble, but obviously we're not there to upset the children, so we don't say anything to the parents and children, but we're having discussions with the police There was a guy called Danny turned up with a folder full of information. As Phil said, he took screenshots and printed them off from his Facebook. There's more disgusting things on there than Phil said. And they presented this to the police. And that's basically what we want to do. We want to bring police awareness. But we're also getting called homophobic. And I just want to stress, we've got absolutely no problem with what adults want to do with their time or what adults do behind their bedroom door. No problem at all. But the mission of this library thing is to teach children as young as 3 and 4 about gender fluidity. There is a massive agenda behind that. And we are just literally trying to raise awareness that our children need to be protected from this and they don't need to be thinking about sex at such a young age.
Well, I mean, some will say that, if you are gay, then that begins at quite an early age and the children need to understand what's happening to them.
So you've got 2% of the population in the UK that are at a young age and know, and there's absolutely no problem and they need supporting, but it's a minority and there's 5% worldwide. Now, I'm sure that most people have been through phases. I was a tomboy, complete tomboy when I was growing up. And I thank God that's in the 80s, because nowadays I'd have been pushed into, maybe you need this counselling, then maybe we need to encourage you to, you know, think about change, that you're in the wrong body. I would never have thought that. And if that is what these 2% of UK children feel, then let them go through that and let them find themselves naturally. Don't push anything. And also, don't confuse the other 98% of children who are innocent and don't feel this. Don't push it into them and make them doubt their gender and their sexuality either.
There's a 4,000, right, since this new sex education has come in Scotland, there's been a 4,000 rise with young children confused about their gender.
4,000%
rise. 4,000% rise. Thinking they are not what they were born as. The new sex education, which is coming into Wales into effect in September, actually, the people of Wales didn't want it. They voted and they didn't want it. Nevertheless, our politicians went ahead with it. This includes teaching sex from the age of 3, and in Wales there's no opt out. Also at 5, you get to choose your gender. And in the Rhondda, there was a case earlier on this year because they were trialing it. It's a trans pack, it's called, for schools. And basically, the parent didn't realise for 2 weeks that his little boy was dressing in a dress. As soon as he got into school, they pushed the ideology onto him that child had to dress in a dress without telling the parent. But thank God that PCP Wales, in Wales, the girls who have been campaigning against this for the last 2 years have actually got a High Court case going into Cardiff because the High Court judge agreed the case needs to be answered, and PCP Wales are actually taking the Welsh Government to court, and they're the first country out of the 52 this sex education was rolled out. They are actually fighting back. The Welsh people are actually fighting back for this, because it shouldn't be allowed. And as far as libraries are concerned, it's exactly the same ideology. He's there. If you see pictures of him, they are disgraceful. He's actually dressed in a onesuit. He's obviously not wearing pants. And if you know what I mean by not wearing pants in a jumpsuit, right, in a drag queen, everything is showing. It's simple as that. And he's there with from 6 months up to, say, I think the age limit in Wales to go to these events for kids is 10.
Now I understand, Phil, that this is something that's actually come across. It was initially going on in the United States.
Yeah. This is where it's come from. The thing is, this is a global rollout of it. This has been pushed in 52 countries in the world, America, the likes of America, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and they're finding an increase in gender identities. Some kids are actually going on blockers and stuff like that for the genders, and it's absolutely bang out of order. When I was a child, you didn't really teach about sex until about 11, and there was no problems in school. You start to work out your agenda when you get to the comp, and but don't have to be pushed onto 4 and 5 year olds. The sex survey, which was going on, asking children in Scotland, this is what's going to be coming to Wales, is coming to England. They're asking 11-year-olds this when they had their first sex and stuff like that. But the sex education in schools, teaching them at three about masturbation is wrong. Talking about gender is wrong at the age of five. And this is fact. This is a whole global rollout right across the world. So we know what's going on.
Okay, so, I mean, what you're saying is quite interesting, but what's the agenda behind it?
There's two, but I believe the main one is that if you're confused, we're going to have a whole generation of confused children, and they're not going to know if they're male, female. A lot of them will transgender. So if you're a boy and you become a girl, or if you're a girl and you become a boy, you can't have children anymore. And we know about the depopulation agenda. I mean, that's clear to see to everybody now, but that's one of the main ones.
Okay, where's a good place to follow information about this, both of you?
Well, if you go on to PCP Wales, they're actually on Facebook. They are. They have the Telegram. They're on.
So what is this? What does PCP stand for then?
Public Child Protection Wales. It's an organisation. It's actually an organisation. The woman who runs it, she's actually she's got a degree in a master's in criminology, and she knows what she's talking about. This woman has gone right through the curriculum, what they're proposing from other countries into Wales. That's why it's gone to the High Court in Cardiff.
And Casey, what do you recommend places to follow online?
To be honest with you, if you just want to follow the libraries and anything else that we do, I would recommend Phil's channel. Is it your Facebook?
On Facebook, you can follow Real News, Live News. I've got a page and I've got a group as well. You can follow all my lives. Like last year, I did 66. I went to 66 protests. This year, I'm a little bit slower. I've done about eight lives this week already. I mean, you can see the presentation by PCP Wales because I follow them. I go to their presentation, I film their presentations for them. I go to their protests once a month, I film those because they are really, really good speakers and they're very informative, and you get all the correct information, because the government at the moment doesn't really know what's going on. Teachers haven't been trained. Teachers in Wales haven't been trained on the subject.
Phil and Casey, thanks very much for joining us.
No worries. No thanks, problem. Tony.